No.
I don't mean the cottonwood. You're thinking, no, you're thinking about it's got a slick bark. That's the sycamore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we didn't have none of them up around the house, but there's plenty of them along the river. Sycamore.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you had cherries in your orchard.
Yes.
Did you have that poisonous vine, the one that would get on your skin and make it itch down along the river?
Oh, worlds of it, and it's still there. Yes, that's right. That's poison ivy. Poison ivy, that's what we call it. And then I've heard it called poison oak. I think it's practically all the same thing. And I've been around that and wallowed around in it, had it on my hand, on my hands and all over me, and it never did affect me at all. Hmm. And some people, I've seen people that couldn't go in the timber where it was, didn't have to come in contact with it. They'd get all swelled up and broke out of that stuff.
Boy, it gets me.
Yeah, it does some people, that's right. They're allergic. Some people are allergic to it. They just get in the timber where it is, and then it'll affect them. Yeah, but it never did affect me.
I think I have to touch it, but
yeah.
Still, if I do, I've had it.
Life pulled those old vines down, you know, and maybe we'd fall a tree that had some of that on it. Well, I never thought nothing about it. Just hit it, chop it off at the ground where it comes out of the ground, starts up that tree, and just get a hold of it. Big bunch of them, just yank it off and get it off out of the way and just go on, never give it another thought.
Did you have that low-growing bush, I guess, that has berries? In the winter, they're brown berries. In the fall, the leaves will turn bright red and stay till maybe December. This just grows in old thickets. Quail may be in there to eat the berries.
Well, I can think of two or three different kinds of a bush like that. I can think of the buck bush, and I can think of the shoemate.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking.
Shoemate. Yeah, that's right. They have a red berry on it, and their leaves get beautiful red in the fall of the year. That's right. That's what you're thinking about, I guess.
And is that's a tree or?
Oh, it's a bush. I wouldn't call it a tree. It's just a bush. They get up. No, probably. I've seen them high as my head. Just a thicket of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They grow in, just grow in clusters, thickets. Yeah.
Well, let's see, some terms of relationship. A woman whose husband is dead is a...
She's a... A woman whose husband is dead.
Uh-huh.
Well, is she a grass widow? Is that the word you want?
I guess so.
Well, I wouldn't be sure about that, but I'll be this right.
And let's see, what did you normally call your father?
I called him Paul. And I want to make a statement there. An awful lot of youngsters, maybe you addressed your father as Dad, did you?
I believe I did.
Well, my father wouldn't allow us to call him Dad. We called him Paul. The girls called him Papa. And we could call him Father. But we never called him Dad. He wouldn't allow it.
Mine
was no use me to go into the details and tell you why. I could go into the details and tell you why that he objected to his children calling him Dad. Well, my children, I have a daughter and she always called me Dad. I never thought a thing about it. Mm.